Vayter in chess, we have a basket of kuf mem test. Speaking of on kuf mem test, four lines down, Yibaylo, frak the Gemara. We're talking about a shchibira who got sick and they got better. And like if you give away all the stuff, then he gets it back. The question is, what happens if he didn't give it away, but he sold it? Yibaylo, macha kol chasam hours, if he sold all the stuff, was going to be the din. Then if he gets better, is it considered canceled or not? Amarav Yud Amarav im Amad in Chuzer. If he gets better, then he can't back out. But sometimes he actually said differently. Im Amad Choser. That if he does get better, he can retract. He can back out. Velopli can actually arguing. Ha desnul zuze beinayu. Ha depar inu bechovo. The second statement that says that if he gets better, he can back out. That's talking about where the money that he got is still there. It's still the sick person still has the money sitting right there. And so if the sick person kept it, then we assume that he did so because he thought that he's going to return the money and back out when he gets better. And the other one where he can't back out is where he paid off his debts with it, and therefore he doesn't have any money anymore, right? So therefore, what he was saying is, he's like, yeah, I just getting rid of it. I'm never going back on this. I'm using this money to pay someone else off, and it's done. Let's say if a sick person who goes and admits that stuff that he has in his possession is not actually his. It doesn't belong to him. Mao, what is going to be the din? Like, you know, do we say, yeah, we believe what he's saying? Or do we say, nah, it really does belong to him? Tashima, the Isur Giora, Havale Tresar Alfe Zuze Beirava. There was a fellow, there's a person's name, whose name was Isser. Isser Giora. The convert, and he had 12,000 zuz that he had sitting by Rava, and what happened was is that he ended up becoming sick, and the question was, what's going to be with the money when he died? So he's a convert here, so who's going to get this money after he goes and he dies? Now, Rishbam explains, who is this and what are we talking about? Rav Mari is known by his mother's name, right? That's why it says the sugir, right? It says Rav Mari Bray. Rav Mari, who was the son, his son, which I'll explain in a moment what happens over here, but it's important to just know, you know what? Let's read it again. What happens like this? The Isser Giora Havale Tracer Alfe Zuze Beirava. Rav Mari Berei, her mother, who was his son, Horaso Shalob Kedusha Valedos Kedusha Ave. He was conceived when it was not yet, but with the conception happened before the conversion happened. And he was so before Kedusha of Yiddishkeit. And then he was born already in Kedusha's Yisroel. And therefore, he really wouldn't go ahead and inherit the stuff from his father. Isser wasn't considered his father. Ubei Rav Hava. And when this story happened, he was a student by Bei Rav. Now, says the Rashbam explains that Rav Mari is known by his mother's name, right? By Rachel. His mother was Shmuel's daughter. And we learned about this in Bava Metzia, how she was taken as a taken captive. And the one who took her captive, his name was Isser, had Tashmish with her, and she conceived Mari. Then Isser converted and was known as Isser the Ger. And therefore he was his biological father, but not halachically his father because he was a guy at the time. Now, so give kavod for Rav Mari, therefore he's not known by his father, but he's known by his mother. Okay, now this is the whole story that happened. Now, Rava said, let's say Isser dies, I'm going to be the one to get the money because I have the money right now. Heichi nikninhu Rav Mari lahani zuze. So how could Rav Mari acquire them instead of me if he wasn't really his son, right? Because he's considered like a guy, so there's no Yerusha there. Ibi Yerusha, when it says something Yerusha, la ba Yerusha, it's not Yerusha. Ib Matana, and if Issa would give him, you know, as a Matana, that won't work, because Matash Shchimira ki Yerusha Shavibarabaran, it's considered like Yerusha, that Kol Hechad the Issa Yerusha, whoever is someone who could be getting through Yerusha, Issa Matana, get a Matana, Kol Hechad the less of Yerusha, less of Matana. Ib Mashicha, and if Issa would go ahead and would try to go give it over by doing Mashicha, less nu gabe. He wouldn't be able to go ahead and do it because they're not by him to be able to do the Mashicha. Iba Chalipin, if he wants to do it by Chalipin, Eimat Be'a Nikta B'Chalipin, he wouldn't be able to do this because coins can't be acquired through Chalipin, the Gemara of Metzia. Yag of Karka, if he wants to do it through a Kenyan of Karka, that right, someone who sells land with Metaltalin, then the land itself we'll go ahead and it's called Kenyan Agaf, Lesley Ara. He didn't have any land, so he's not able to do that. And Iba Maimet Shloshten, it would be done in a way of three people. You have three people there, the one who owns it, the one who is sitting by, and the one that the owner wants to give it to, A, B, and C. So A can say to B, give it to C without doing any sort of Kenyan, Ishalach Li Lo Azilna. Right? It's not going to work, because if he tells me to come, I'm not going to go. And therefore, ain't no way Rav Murray is getting this, since Rav is saying, I'm going to be rich, right? I'm going to be able to get it. A maskefler of Ika Barid Rav Ami. He comes as the kasha and knocks this whole thing out. Am I? Why are you saying that there's no way of getting it? Velode Isser de Helene Zuse de Rav Murray knew. He could just admit to the fact that the coins actually belong to Rav Murray. Velike Ninu Bodisa. And then he's going to acquire them through the fact that he is admitting such a thing. And what ended up happening? Adahachi nafak odisa mibe yisr. In the meantime, that's what happened. Yisr actually admitted to the fact that really it wasn't his, it was Rav Murray's. And therefore, Rav Murray ended up getting it. Unbelievable. Right, the Rishbam says what happened was, is mitoch shenemar beis medrash, since this whole discussion was happening in the beis medrash, yotza hakol v'limduhu litonkein. The rumors and the discussion traveled, and they taught him to actually talk like that, to say this. And kol eila devarim sh'amar rava halachas hein. Ikbid Rava. Rava was very upset about this whole thing that just happened. Amar kamagmire tainus alinshe umafsidle. You went ahead, you heard me saying this. You taught him how to go and deal with this now, right? You're teaching my things, and therefore you caused me to end up to lose out because you did that. So from here, we see that the question we ask, so what happens if a person goes and admits a shchimri, admits to the fact that it belonged to someone else? Do we believe it? The answer is, we do believe it. Beep, turn the page. Kuf memtes amabais. Sheer karka kol shumatanaso kayemes. Let's say the person is dying, right? The shchimira goes ahead and he signed away all of his stuff to somebody else and he held on to a little bit of land, right? Any little bit, then his matana stands even if he gets better and he can't get it back. Vakama kol shu, what does that mean to kol shu? How much is that? A little bit. Amar rav yehuda amar rav karka kadei parnaso. So it means enough that's going to be able to sustain him. He'll be mefarnes himself from it, right? He's able to go out to have the vegetables, fruits, things grow for him. Rav Yirmiya bar Abba Amar mitaltlin kedei parnasah. So it's got to be enough mitaltlin to be able to sustain him. Says Rav Zera, Rav Zera, kama mechabdin shvayis tzadisavi. How beautiful, how exacting, how precise are these teachings of Rav and Rav Yirmiya bar Abba? Because karka tamamai, what's the reason why living over the land enough to be able to send himself to the kai sabmechalai? Because if it gets better, then he can be sabmech on the land to survive. Mitaltalin nami, also mitaltalin, as long as it's enough to be able to sustain himself, then he's good to go. Kai sabmechilavayu, if he gets better, he can rely on this in order to go and to support him. Maskefler of Yosef, my kavanta, and what's so mechuvan, what's so precise and exacting? Says Rashbam, lo eino mechuvan etziyafa. It's not mechuvan at all. It's not so good at all. Because mandam metaltalin, the one that says metaltalin, Rav Yirmiya, right? That can't be because karka tadan. The Mishnah says specifically karka. He leaves over a little bit of land. Mandam kede parnasaso, and Rav who says it's got to be enough for him to go and pay parnasaso. Kol shu tanam, but it says even a tiny amount, which seems even less than kedei parnasaso. Amalei abaye v'kol heichad tani karka, karka dafka. What every time it says a mishnah says karka, it means specifically karka. It can't mean anything else. What time we learned in peah, Akosef kol nechasav la'avdo, if someone writes all of his possessions to his eved, he gives him a shtar that all my stuff is going to my slave, Yotze ben Chorin. Then he goes free because he himself is one of the possessions. He's giving his possession to himself. That means he's free. Shir karka kolshu, but if he leaves over even a little bit of karka, lo yotze ben chorin, then he does not go out as a free man. Rav Shimon Omer, liolam hu ben chorin, really he is a free man, man of all cases. Ad shiomer, until he says, konech sain esunu l'ploni avdi, all the possessions are given to ploni, my slave. Chutz me echad me riboy shemen, except for one part in 10,000. Right? The one part in 10,000 that's left over is understood as saying the actual Eved himself, and therefore the master gets to keep the Eved. Beep, turn the page. Kuf nun. Va'amar Avdimi Bar Yosef Amar Rabbi Lazar. Asu metaltalin shiur etzel Eved. The Chachamim said that metaltalin is considered something that we're leaving over in reference to an Eved. V'lo asu metaltalin shiur etzel ksuba. But they didn't consider metaltalin something significant that you held back in reference to giving up the Shibud of Iksuba. Says the Rashbam, what is that talking about? So we have a Mishnah, which is found in Peah, that if you have a person who's Shchivmira and he gives over his stuff to his sons, and he leaves over even a little bit of land to his wife, then she loses out the right for her to get a Iksuba from the stuff of that's given to the sons. And we said this early in the Kuf Lamed Beis, etc., that one way of understanding is that the fact that the wife was there when the husband said this statement, giving it over, means that she's giving over her right to the stuff that's given over to the kids, right? The fact she's not quiet, that she's part of it, etc. However, this applies only if she was also given some land. If she didn't get anything for herself, then her being quiet, it doesn't mean that she's agreeing. We're assuming that she was quiet because she didn't want to make her husband upset. So here, Belazar is going more with this, saying that the woman's being quiet is understood as giving up only, like a forfeiting all her stuff, only if she was given some land, and it's particularly land. If you left over metaltalin, then she's not considered like she's giving it up. The Gemara is going to explain why that is the case over here. So now in the Mishnah, talking about this Eved, we see that a precedent for a Tana using the word land, but means to include also metaltalin, right? So we said that asu metaltalin shir etzel eved, but not netzel the ksuba, right? So therefore we can say the same with our Mishnah. Even though the Tana said that the Shchimera holds on to land, it could also mean metaltalin. So don't be so bothered by this. So it says the Gemara, hold on one second. Hossam over there, pay a bidin who the lulis ni karke, right? Karka. The Mishnah made sense that it shouldn't have said the word land. Vaid the Tana Reisha, but the reason why it does is because earlier in that Mishnah, what does it say? Rekiva Omer, karka kolshu chayavis bepeya bebekurim. Velith of aleim prusbal, right? Karka, any amount of karka is falls into the category you're going to be chayav in peah and in bikurim. A little bit over the corners from where people bringing the first fruit for the kohanim. Melichtov alei in prizbal, and you can write a prizbal on it, like you need to have land that you put the prizbal on. Melichtov simayim nechasim shem lemachayis bekesem shem chazaka, and you can acquire metal, like movable stuff, metaltalin bekesem b'shtar v'chazaka. Right, so the first part of the Mishnah used the word land because it's talking about things that are turned to land. So mishum hachikutani karka, and because of that, you know, we wrote the land there also, even though the laws even apply to metaltalin. Reference to our Mishnah though, when it's talking about shchimira, there's no reason to go to use the word land, and therefore we have to assume that he means land dafka and not metaltalin. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. Pick it up next time. Here's a Rosh Hashem. Until then, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.